Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Yeah. Say bye to teacher Joanne. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The worship team is dressed like the chairs. I just realized now. Is that bad or good? For women, it is. And women, you have to be very careful with them when it comes to things to do with what? Dressing. Hallelujah. Amen. Probably that's what we shall learn in marriage fellowship today. How to go slow on what? Ladies. Alright? When you're going to you think you're saying something good. Kumbe. Eh? Kumbe what? Kumbe what? You remember Kiprotich? Kiprotich, when you want the God, Do you remember? When you want the God medal and was being interviewed in, it was in London. So he was being interviewed, like, how did you do it? Then he began to speak his English. Then the word kumbe. Hallelujah. But there are some of you who might have to teach your children that kumbe is not an English word. But it is serious. That kumbe is not an English word. Glory be to God. Amen. Especially daughters, okay? Andrew, your younger daughter. Younger, all right? Never being ladies, you have to be very careful. Okay, he has two daughters. There's one who's younger than the other. Glory be to God. Not older, younger. Anyway, because it's important. Andrew, because there's a guy we're with at university. He's called Nelson Chituka. Who knows him? Who knows who Nelson? I expected some other people to know him. Nelson, he was from Budo. And he was, so he had a girl, girlfriend. Actually, they were moving towards that. Then he chucked the girl. And the reason he gave was, man, this girl, her English was Luganda English. Those things, you know how you girls talk? Give me some call, you know those things. And the guy couldn't stand that stuff. Meanwhile, Nelson Chituka is a Muganda. But the guy was like, if you're going to speak English, please speak English. He couldn't stand that stuff. And that was the end of what? Yeah. Glory be to God. The what? The end of the party. The matter. Yeah. Did you ever hear about it? You heard about it? If you had people who were in university hall, they would tell you. Nelson. Glory be to God. But I think the chick was blessed to be fired. Because Nelson is not a simple chap. Glory be to God. Yes, but if he's God's will for your girl, your girl, we shouldn't mess up what? The relationship by what's a kumbe, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bridget was with a sister. Bridget was with Olivia, which took her in med school. So Judith, you know them. Okay, then there's a brother called Anthony Stuka. I was in Barclays. Glory be to God. This is very bad to start talking about some guy who's not saved in a church service. Eh? Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah, but those things are what? Important, amen? Yeah, they're important, okay? Things like picking your nose, eh? Those things, man, can get you a red card in a relationship. I'm serious. And you had better teach your children those things, etiquette, eh? Good manners. Okay? You go out for a dinner, then you start what? Picking your nose. Then you're like, but COVID stopped. You know, it is why it was during the COVID when we're not supposed to touch our soft parts. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, don't do those things. Glory be to God. Don't do what? Yeah. Okay? There's some places where you go or you be with some people and there's an opportunity, you know, and they're just watching you. They're doing what? And you don't know that you're being watched. You don't know that you're being interviewed. Because now, yeah, they are doing what? They are watching. There's something, you know. So be sensitive, sometimes where you are, who you are with. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I remember the first time I went to State House. Is it a house or a lodge? The one in Nakasero. I was taken there by a friend, and I didn't know that I was being taken there. This was 2001, Jera, 2001, 2002. Okay? Yes, I was, with a friend of mine. We first went to church some on Entebbe Road. We visited some church on Entebbe Road. Then, on our way back, of course, we got a taxi, got into the taxi park. Then we began to walk uphill from the taxi park to Rock Tambula with this guy. So I'm thinking that we were going somewhere, some restaurant for lunch. It's somewhere maybe on Kampa Road. And man, we pass Kampa Road, continue up, realizing on that road it's called what? Chaddon, eh? The one that leads to set out. The first one. I know. Anyway, that road. From KPC. Eh? Going up. Anyway, we go up. Eh? Chadondo. Yeah. Chagwe. Very good. Hallelujah. It's good to have what? Baganda in the church. Who know their counties? Their counties, the ones which were stolen, the ones which they also stole, and the ones which are being stolen. Okay, yeah, Chagwe, yeah, so we are going up. Then it occurred to me, I realized who I was with, the person I was with. I was like, wait a minute, are we going to State House? Then the guy said, yes. Okay, Tuli kubi gele, you know, just, all right. So anyway, we get to the gate, then the soldiers are like, who are you? Then the guy makes a phone call inside, then the soldiers are like, okay, you know, enter. And so we get there, then we enter the real house, okay? When some chaps go, they put them under some shelter of sort, but we enter the real house, okay? And, so when we go to the entrance, I think, is it Diana? Yeah, Diana, the youngest girl, is the one who came out to welcome us. He's like, oh, you know. And so they asked us, have you had lunch? So for me, I was quiet, man. He said, not me. Then the guy said, no. Then they took us at a table. We sat. Then this guy leaves me. he goes into the rooms with the girls. Then I can hear them, who, you know, shouting, they're excited, you know, for me, you know. Then anyway, food was brought. He came, he joined me again. Food was brought. Now, okay, I had to, there's someone who had years ago told me that when you don't know how to do something and you're with someone, you watch. What they do is what you do. You understand? Someone will start with all kind of forks, spoons, knives. Do you understand? Hallelujah. About which knife is for what? For me, I didn't know. Okay, for me, I knew every fork does the same what? Yeah, it is for eating. It is for hugging. And so, I was what? Watching, man. Buri, guy chakola, nange chenkola. You know, anyway. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, but that is not the what. But anyway, just know. Then, anyway, after we ate, we went for fellowship. Okay? And we were only seven. I think we were seven. The first lady, her kids, and some other, like a cousin or so. I was the only outsider. You know, only outsider, man. I mean, what do you do? But thank God we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Okay? Then, then it was time to close. Then they told me to say the closing prayer. Then I prayed for them. Rather, I prayed the closing what? Prayer. Then when I finished now, it was time for socializing. Okay? Hallelujah. Socializing. Okay? Socializing. Then at one point, okay, one of the girls, I think it was Natasha, began to sing a song. They are watching you, watching all you do. Do you know that song? About Sunday school. That song made me think what? Many things. Okay? And maybe what I was thinking was right. You understand? Anyway, so at a certain point now you socialize, you're all saying hi to, you know, the first lady. Like it was really a family. And at that point I was part of that. Before it was, you know, then at a certain point I went to what? Socialized with the first lady. So I walked to her. We began to chat and, you know, to talk, man. Then while we are talking our things, okay, one of the girls, I think it was Patience, comes and joins us. Then she was like, "Mommy, did you hear how we prayed for us?" Then she began crying. She began, "You hear why she prayed?" Then the mother, did the mother cry? So I don't remember. But man, now I was here, man, seeing the president's daughter. Anyway, yeah, but how did we get there? Anyway, whatever. Glory be to God. Amen? But yeah, anyway, teach your kids, teach your kids as in English, yeah, but just how etiquette. You understand? Those are small things, which I still also have to learn, you know, because I don't know it all. Okay. However, make an effort to learn as much as what as you can. Glory be to God. Amen? Young men, you know, those boys of yours, they may get fired by what? Or the chick might say no, and then they ask her, "But why did you say no to the guy?" Then she'll say, "Okay, he's nice, he's a nice guy, but he's not really, you know, eh? But he's a nice guy, he's nice, but, you know, And because you did it once, it's like, okay, the guy can stop that. But she said, like chintu chamukolachi, like it messed her up badly, and she can't reconsider. Hallelujah. She can't do what? Reconsider. Glory be to God. Now I'm being a pastor. Glory be to God. I'm being a what? I'm being a pastor. These are the things pastors are supposed to what? Yeah. We have to learn how to secure our fiancés. Eh? Okay. If you get one, learn how to what? Secure her or secure him. Okay, don't do stupid things. Eh? Hallelujah. I mean, writing. Eh? Okay, there's this guy called Timothy Kariejira. He wrote an article of how Ugandans, the guy actually believes that the British should be brought back for some time, and they teach us at least how to write. Okay? Then, of course, people bashed him. They're like, wow, you know, eh? But again, he said, you know, for him, he thinks actually the problems of Uganda are not really the leadership. He thinks it is just us. You understand? It is us. We just don't know how to do things right. Okay? You know, eh? You're applying for a job, then the way you're writing, man. Eh? No commas, no full stop, no capital letters, and you think you'll get a job. Okay, with some chaps, you get a job. But be sure that job will earn you 150K. Hallelujah. There's some jobs of 10 ma, which if you can't put a capital letter where a capital letter is supposed to be, you won't get that job. Because the guys who, as in, that organization will be a serious organization. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, write well. As in, why can't you write well? What's your problem? Okay? By the way, if you're writing to me, WhatsApp or an email, endeavor to write well. Don't put, you know, eh? Okay, now if you're my friend and I click you, yes, you can use slang and what. Eh? But if it is a formal, now like you're sending me a dream of or a dream you had, please write it well so that I don't have to try and figure out what did she mean, you know, eh? Where does the sentence end, where, as in, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm teaching you things which will secure your job and earn you even a promotion. Because you see that job, that organization, okay, Elon Musk will buy it. Will buy it, and then they'll be like, now you have to, we're going to now do the thing again. Okay? You need a serious guy now has bought the what? Katiagala guy abadinga ye. People are like him. Do you understand? And man. Okay. And it will be, you all be good. First of all, you'll be being interviewed for work that you've been doing for years. So you know the work. Now, why will you be kicked out when you're kicked out? It will have to be something for you consider very simple. Like how you wrote your what? Okay. Hey. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm out of that thing of what? Of looking for a job because I'm here, peke the rapture. Now don't go for an interview and you start using those words. Peke the rapture. Don't. For me, I'm here, I'm what? I'm doing my work. And in my work, it's allowed. But for your work, wherever you are, it's not what? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Go when you're dressed decently. It's amazing how just the way you're dressed. You know, there's this thing called first impression. Eh? Very serious first impression. First impression is a very serious thing. Okay, you enter, guys just look at, and they're like, at, you know, interview, a wedding, to jire mangu, as in, Now, they're just asking you just formality, saying anger. You already failed. Your hair, your shoes. Goloza, what? This is what is on Mulembe. But the guys you're with are serious chaps. Have you ever wondered, well, anyway, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm helping you get contracts, get jobs, get a wife, get a husband, get admission, like your child, to get admitted to a certain school. Okay, you all got the grades. So you, the mother, the father, you go to the HM's office. And it is you now. The HM, they know your son, your daughter, but blah, blah, tata, our guy. you know, they're just walking far. As in, walk, be a serious chap, you know. Okay? Boba Kuita, now, Mr. Msinguzi, you know, the HM, I say, hey, as in, tambula like a serious chap. Do ugly, you know. Game might even think on a guy on a school fees or no. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But these things are serious. I'm older than almost all of you in this room. So I'm telling you things. Okay? I've been on panels. Interview what? Panels. Okay? There's a panel. I was at, I think I was working with Malaria Consortium, and I was given the authority to hire people for some project. It was up to me. Okay, so I got someone, we sat with them, then we called up chaps, and I told them to apply, then they came. I remember one chick came, I think she just maybe got to know that the people on the panel are all men. Then you had your perfume guy. As in, you could see it was a deliberate one. Definitely, she didn't operate like that. So now that alone can put off what with someone. Just be decent, of course. Do something, but don't make it as in utwechi susa. Do you understand? Twitchy suits are big, decent, dressed like a lady. Okay? And, man, this is what? Then when you fail the interview, then guys begin to quarrel among them. Say, nah, okay. Teya is a naye. You can see she's a good person. Pull up a video, pull up the way she was. She's a good person. To more chance. Okay? But you fail the interview. But the way how you presented yourself. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For example, when I think about it now, I'm like, why did that guy take me to State House? But they went that first Sunday. Then it became a routine. Every Sunday after church. Nakasero. Then one time they gave me a phone call, actually, the first Sunday. Yeah. They gave me a phone call and said, now, whatever you've had here, keep it to yourself. But I'm like, why did they get... Now, this friend of mine had many friends. We were a clique. But Mukrikeyo, now, he got Moses. Why not? I don't know. Maybe it was God or what, but... Definitely, he realized when a guy is a thug, he began to be a tono, usually. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace, joy. Have you learned something? Oh, you know everything I've said. You can say yes, by the way. There's no issue saying yes. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Worship team, thank you very much. All right, give them another big hand clap. What's your daughter's name again? Melissa. Melissa, have you learned something? Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I should say this. Should I? No. My wife has told me no. But I don't know if I should obey her. Okay. You always don't have to what? Hallelujah. Now, sometime 2 weeks ago, I preached about finishing your race with joy. Okay, finishing your race with joy. I preached that for 2 weeks. Then last week, Joanne was here. She preached along those lines. Okay, now I'm here to continue from where I what? From where I end, I stopped. Okay, so we're going to continue to talk about finishing your race with joy. Glory be to God. Okay, finishing your race with what? With joy. Psalm 139 verse 16 says that in your book, okay, in God's book, okay, they were all written, what was written in that book, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Okay? When you are not yet born. Okay? The days fashioned for you were all written in a certain book. Glory be to God. And when you are born, you are expected, or you are expected, now that you're here, you're expected to fulfill the things that are written in that book. Hallelujah. The things that are written in that what? Book. God's desire is that by the time He calls you home, you may have done everything in that book. Glory be to God. And because of that, you definitely receive a reward, or a reward, depending on what? On whether you are from Chadondo or Chagwe Chadondo, Chagwe, which are there? Maokota, very. Who has said Maokota? Okay, there are anyway. Hallelujah. Bugerere, Bulemezi. Yes. So they were all written. Okay? The day is fashioned for you. And God expects you to fulfill those things. Glory be to God. Even Jesus, okay, there were things that were written of Jesus, okay, in a book. And Jesus came to fulfill those things. Okay? We find that in Romans chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 5. Okay? Verse 5 says that, therefore, when He, Jesus, came into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Okay, so God was not interested in animal sacrifices. Okay? So He says, a body you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, I, Jesus, said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Okay? He said, I have come to do your will, oh God, oh my God, my Father. Glory be to God. And that will was, of course, to be the sacrifice for the sins of humanity. Okay? So Jesus came to fulfill the things written about Him in a certain book. Hallelujah. Okay? And we also, okay, there are books that have our destinies. Okay? Glory be to God. There are things God created you to do, and God wants you to do them. Hallelujah. Esther is doing his part. Esther was born to be a praise and worship. You understand? All right? I know, be a summer, what? But a day comes when you have to what? To enter your calling. Hallelujah. Okay? And now, please understand me, your calling didn't have to be with things to do, like in church, in ministry. Okay? You could be whatever, you know, a footballer, and that's what you are born to. You know, eh? Okay, so if you're a footballer, please play football. Don't come and get the mic to try and what? Lead us in the presence of God. You understand? However, you might have to, you understand? Eh? You might be a footballer, na yenga. Maybe jamutendo. Okay, when it comes to praise and worship, you are also gifted. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, so Bob, you still have work to do. Hallelujah. You have work to do, and you should do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus finished his work. You all know it. Okay? Hours before he went to the cross, okay, in John chapter 17, verse 4, he said that I have glorified you. So he's speaking to the Father. He said that I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Hallelujah. Jesus finished. And Jesus is our what? Example. We too should finish. Okay? If we don't finish, at least Balaam 90s. Eh? Like 97. You understand? A plus. Huh? Okay, you know, don't be 30% or zero. Okay? That won't be good. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, talking about how Jesus is supposed to be our example. It says that, okay, somewhere, verse 1, part B says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory be to God. He says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Okay? Looking unto Jesus. Okay? The race that is set before you, of course, number one, it is to make sure that you enter the kingdom. You understand? Eh? You got saved, don't blow it up and then end up in hell. Okay? That is the primary race. The other race is, okay, to finish the work that was ordained for you. Glory be to God. Just like Jesus finished his. Hallelujah. I was blessed to learn after that first Sunday when I taught this. There's someone here who we met in the week, okay? And this person say that message was really God's word to them, okay? Yeah, they were the verge of resigning a job, okay? Because things were tight. Things were what? Tight. Okay, at the verge of resigning a job, throwing in the towel. But then they prayed to God and they were like, God, you know, as in, speak to me. Okay, speak to me. Okay? And they came that Sunday and God spoke to them. Glory be to God. Okay? And they stayed at their what? Job. Glory be to God. Okay? They are determined. I hope they don't change their mind later. They are determined to finish. Okay? To accomplish the will of God for their lives that is written in their book that is in heaven. Glory be to God. On Thursday, Jed also testified. Okay? Okay, Jed. Her name is spelled J-A-D-E. Juliana used to call it Jade. Yeah? Jade, Jade. Okay. Are you called Mirembe or Namirembe? Namirembe. Okay, so what did you testify?
On 15th October, it was a Saturday, I remember going to bed, and before I went to bed, I told God I was tired. My heart was heavy. I was just tired. So I told him, I wasn't seeing a shift. First of all, in the worship, I was like, God, there's no shift. I don't know if the direction is this side or this side. I don't know. So, mbivudeko. I'm going to bed. Yeah. So a minute after, I'm like, no, God, I can't give up. I am sorry for saying I give up, because now I can't give up. I mean, I've come a long way. I can't give up now. So a minute later, I told God, please give me the strength, because on my own, I can't make it. That was the testimony.
Glory be to God. And then she came on Sunday, and I told her that you're supposed to finish your race with joy. Okay? On Thursday, actually, she came here and said that she told God that, Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. We should finish. Okay? You remember I told you, okay, Christine has reminded us, for every one of us, there is a hard chapter in your book. There's a what? A hard chapter in your book. And Christine, I think, is right. She said that it's not only one chapter. One hard chapter. Hallelujah. What's it going on? I tell Mukama, tali anguzi. Okay, God doesn't take bribes. So if you put the number of chapters that you put there is not going to reduce them. Just because, you know, Omwa smile. It ain't gonna happen. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Those chapters are there and they're there for your good. God is not a sadist. Please remember that. God is not a what? God does not delight in our suffering, you know, misery. You know, he doesn't be there laughing, say, ha, 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 you know, when things are tight. Bambi, he feels you. Aku, eh? He feels you, Yeah. Hallelujah. And the grace to help you, the strength to help you during those times, okay, it's available. It's what? It's available. Glory be to God. Okay? And for some of you, there are seasons which you have to go through which are really tough. Okay? Primarily because you need it because of where you're going. You understand? Eh? Do you know how diamond is made? Diamond. I'm going to cause problems for men. Diamond. Okay. A diamond goes, and to get where it is a precious metal, it's because it goes through pressure. Other metals don't. You can even walk there and pick, you know, some kind, you know. But there, you won't find them around. And so depending on the call you're going to have, Okay? There are things you have to go through. Hallelujah. To strengthen you. For example, you cannot, if you're going to be a president of a country like Uganda, you cannot just wake up and become what? A president. You have to be built. Eh? You have to be strong. Hmm? Strong people are not made on their beds. They're not made on vacations. Nobody could beach. Then after the beach, then God say, now you're ready to become the president. No. Hmm? You're going to go through, because you have to manage people. You have to be decisive. You have to be strong. You can't be a weakling. You have to have a strong will. How is that going to be what? Developed, eh? If, like, you're not given opportunities to harden, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Do you understand? So for most of you, the things which, the chapters in your book which are hard, it's because of the great destiny that is ahead of you. You understand? And you need it where you're going. Because if you don't have it, when you get there, you're going to fall. You're going to break on day one. Hmm? Ujekubanga maybe, what was her name? The former Prime Minister of England. Eh? Wiki, Zalimeka? You understand, eh? Now, God didn't want you to be there for just 1 month. Hmm? Binaisa, you know? Do you people know, have you heard of that name? Binaisa. Binaisa was a president for how many days? Okay? Lule was 2 months, 66, something like that. Binaisa was, it was less. Binaisa gets money, then he starts talking nonsense. That man. And then Tebe Woma. Can you imagine president? And he said it in Uganda. And then Tebe Woma. Now, such a fellow, eh? You're not fit to be what? President. Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. So endure hardship. Okay? The Bible says, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay? But not every day will be hard. There will be man, eh? Times of glory, you know, eh? The presence. Hallelujah. But the tough times will come. Glory be to God. Okay? Acts 20, verse 22. We have an example of a human being who is just like us, who was determined to finish his race. And that is Paul. Okay? In verse 22, he says that I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying that chains and tribulations await me. Okay? Hard life. No jirotamu dream. And you now say the dream was of the devil. Okay? But Paul said that none of these things move me. The chains and tribulations, they don't move me. Okay? Then he says, and I don't count my life dear to myself. Why? So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. Okay? Of course, it wasn't in God's perfect will for him to go to Jerusalem at this time. But the Paul missed it. Okay? He wasn't supposed to go there. You read your Bibles. He wasn't supposed to go there. Eh? Okay? The Lord had told him, don't go there. But he was determined again. Okay? Now, what we learn here is the attitude he has. The attitude was, I have to finish my race. Okay? That's what we should get from here. Glory be to God. I have to finish. Nino kumala ke chenda. Glory be to God. Okay? All right? I'm looking for someone to ask if they know what a chenda is. Glory kulubya. Do you know chenda? Kulubya, you have work. A chenda. Okay, let me ask it then. Chenda is 90 minutes. Do you know what it means? 90 minutes. Eh? An hour and a half. Very good. But they give a big hand clap. The younger has done better than what? Than the young. Okay? But 90 minutes. Where have you heard of that one? 90 minutes. A game. Okay. You can say I'm giving a card, which I didn't give what? Ukurubia. Anyway, a football match takes 90 minutes. So, okumala ke chenda. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you have to finish. We should finish. Man, you finished yesterday. Well, Man City. Very bad game. Very, very bad. Yamaseke chenda, but it was painful. Last minute, man. Yeah. We watched the game with Eden. That's why I was asking her for 90 minutes, because she was asking me, now, Daddy, they've added 3 minutes. Then I had to explain 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Okay? But that's not her calling. Amen? It was just, Okay? Now, Paul was determined to finish. And towards the end of his life, okay, he said he had finished. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 6. Okay? Paul said, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Okay? He didn't backslide, but at the same time, he also finished his work. Glory be to God. Okay? And Bruce, you should also what? Finish. Hallelujah. We should all finish. Glory be to God. Amen? We should all do what? Finish. We should all finish. We should all do what? Finish. There are several young people, or there are several people who God sent to this church. Okay? I know the dream from, they're the ones who would come here and say, I had a dream. What? This church, you know? Then I'm like, well, you know, as in, those are yours. Okay, I'm supposed to be here, then what I'm supposed to do? Then when what? God turned on the what? The heat. Okay, to turn them into diamonds. They couldn't. Okay? And by the way, those diamonds, all that heat, okay? You see, most of the heat you'll experience, okay? God uses humans. God uses what? Humans. And sometimes it's not evil humans. You understand? Eh? It is godly humans. You know a chejo? What is a chejo in English? A chejo. Who knows a chejo? Kalibala. You are Kalibala and you went to Buddha. You should really know some English. Okay? It's called... Yeah? Some, yeah? Really? Yeah. I can act it. Chejo, you know, I have a headache. You know, yes, Chejo. Okay? You know, Chejo, okay? Hallelujah. And when God wants you to become serious, all the pastors you have heard, ngabakweguya. You understand? So they have never helped you. to become serious. Eh? To become serious. And that unseriousness, okay, maybe if you're married, you even would take it now, it is even in your marriage. Because your marriage is getting messed up because of your unseriousness. Okay? So God is like what? Ngenda kukusotinga. I love you so much. I tell you, you're married to a girl who I love. Or you're married to a guy who I love, my son. You're messing up my son, Rachel. So, ngenda what? Kusotinga. So God brings you to LAT. And then what? Then you have this thing of pastors are supposed to be nice. You know, eh? Loving, hugs, why, you know. Then you come here and you wonder where that guy is, really a pastor. Maybe a pastor, but not because you know. Yeah? Pastor, to buy not love, what? Eh? Okay? But you just, you know, eh? Totally serious. Eh? Instead of wanting love, God is like, no, you go and show it to some people. Do you understand? It is, you know, when God is like, that is how I'm going to what? To help you to become a serious what? And so, several of such individuals have been here. And, man, they were going to become diamonds. But then they couldn't stand the pressure. Okay? All right? There's one individual I remember very well. Okay? Came here. I think it is, the story I had was that it is Ronnie who told him about this church. Okay? Ronnie. Do you know who Ronnie? Ronnie, stand up. That is Ronnie. You can sit down. So when we just began the church here in 2014, I heard that Ronnie told that person about this church. Hey, man, what are you doing? Then this person who came. Then they looked at him. Then they joined some work. Okay. Then someone in the church messed them up. Thank God it wasn't what? It wasn't me. Messed them up. Okay. Then, three trantum left. Okay. Now, while they are there at the beach, they get, I think it was two dreams. Okay? But there's only one dream that I can remember. Okay? And that individual is one, came back, nangamba that dream. Yeah, man, I dreamed. God told me in the dream, go back to that church. Alright? Because the way up is down. You understand? As in that church is nothing here, but God is like, I want to take you up. But we're going to what? A kubori once. Okay, in the dream, very clear, this dream didn't need interpretation. He was told that the way up is down. So go back to that church and do the work you're supposed to do. All right? And of course, I'm telling that story because that individual is not here. He's not here. Hallelujah. One of the things was the pressure, okay, the heat of God, by the way, okay, to turn them into diamonds, to build them up so that they can go up, and when they get up there, they can remain there. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And the point I'm trying to make is that what? Please finish. Hallelujah. Don't leave a job before, especially if you know this job is God's will for me. Don't quit until God says, yeah. And your chapter wait there. Catch again in that. Eh? Next chapter. Do you understand? Eh? Don't quit some work you're doing just because of what? Yes, finish your race. Hallelujah. Okay? Let us all finish. Okay? the race that God has for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't quickly walk out of a marriage or even a relationship that is going into marriage. Okay, don't. Just because a guy, what? Picks sisters. Okay, yeah, it's disgusting. But if you know, man, this is God. You know, guy, I'm coming, going. But don't, you are picking the nose, mugambi, that, you know what? Yeah. After you've had dinner and you're back home and it's back home, I'm sending the text, what? You know, Boba, if you can't assure him, send him a text. Hmm? And now when you send that text message, when you're back home, yeah, then you start, as in, don't now make it a conversation for the whole night. Because the guy needs to rest. Hallelujah. Young ladies, as in all time is known for what? For chilling, for talking, for chatting. People have to sleep. Okay? Girlfriends have that habit. There's someone here who was once a girlfriend. So I know what I'm talking about. Why, you know, people have to sleep by their minimum. If they don't sleep, they won't rest. They will sack them from their jobs. Then they won't have money for the wedding. You understand? Yeah, but we have a gap. You need a gap. Yeah, you know, your best friend. We have a gap. Judith, say amen. You understand? There's time for everything. There's time for what? For everything. You've been together for 4 hours talking. Then I go back home, then it starts. There's time for everything. Then even after the phone call, then now what? There's time for what? Yeah, rest. Glory be to God. So that he can wake up refreshed, then he can continue to love you well. Amen? Yes. That race also should be what? Should end what? The race of courtship should end well. It should end with joy. Then, Namtandika, another chapter. Glory be to God. Now, the book that is written concerning your work. Now, that book is not the only book. That book is not the only what? The only book. There is a more important book. Okay? And that book is called the Book of Life or the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? Now, in that book, it is not your works which are there or what you're supposed to do. It is the names of all those who are going to enter the kingdom, who are going to heaven, those who are not going to hell. Glory be to God. Okay, that book is the most important book. Okay? If you have decided to be with your church, you don't want to style up, bulikumulimu, okola yo 1 month, nze nkoye, you know, for this job, that guy, what, he didn't like me because I'm not his tribe, you know, Then he likes the other girl for me, you know. They are, as in, you understand, Okay, if you have decided to operate like that, be that. But make sure at least you don't mess up, you don't get God to get your name out of the Book of Life. Glory be to God. Okay? Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 says, okay, this is John saying that I saw a great white throne. Now, this is after the 1,000 years. Remember, Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he will reign for 1,000 years. Now, then at the end of those 1,000 years, this will happen. All right? Okay? John says, I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. Okay? Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were open. Okay? Or whatever they did on the earth. Books were open. Okay? And another book was opened. So there are several books in heaven. Another book was opened, which is a book of what? Of life. Glory be to God. All right? Let's jump to verse 15. Verse 15 says that then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Then he says this is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All right? Now, all of you who are here, okay, if you're born again, your name is in the book of life. All right? However, okay, it can be blotted out. All right? Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Okay? This is a message to the church, a certain church. I think it is a church of Sardis. Okay? Verse 5 says, he who overcomes, so this is Jesus speaking. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. And I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. Okay, so Jesus said, those who overcome. Overcome what? Overcome the world, okay? Overcome the pollutions of this age. Okay, say those ones, okay? Their names are in the book of life. And because they overcome, okay, sin, if I should say, their names won't be blotted out. That implies that someone's name can be blotted out. Okay? Deleted. Okay? Deleted. And when it is deleted, it means you're destined for the lake of fire. Glory be to God. All right? Make sure your name, okay, you can jump to do God's will if you've jumped. Okay? you know, you've jumped, you know, you just want an easy life, you just want, you know, because binebin to biakatonda ofunilawa, when a generation of mfunilawa, because at church I'm a volunteer, mfunilawa, as in but yeah, I'm not talking about anyone. I'm just mfunilawa. Okay. Now you can jump to do that, but maybe my opinion is if you're walking in holiness and righteousness, my opinion is your name won't be blotted out of the book. However, you are going to regret in heaven. You're going to regret that you let down the master. You understand? When you meet him face to face, okay, and you have no, like you've brought him nothing, you didn't do anything for him, okay, you're going to regret. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there are going to be thrones. People will be seated on thrones. All right? Thrones, and then for you, be over where? Your area code. Okay? You understand? No, but the most important thing will be the realization that you let down Jesus. Okay? He who died for you, that you don't go into the lake of fire. You didn't do for him nothing. You did nothing for him. Hallelujah. Let that not be. All right? However, if you choose not to what? You know, at least make sure that your name is not what? Blotted out from the book of life. Glory be to God. Amen? And I'll end with this, with testimony. Okay? A dream that Christine wanted to share, and I stopped her because it was in my what? In my book. It was in my book in heaven that I'm supposed to what? It is me to share it. Glory be to God. All right? Now this dream was dreamt by Dennis's mother. Okay, 5 days after the husband had passed away. Glory be to God. And in the dream, she says that, I saw my husband walking into a room full of indescribable brightness. A heavenly being then removed the clothes he was buried in, and a pure white garment was placed upon him. He was then ushered to a beautiful chair, which he took gracefully with a joyful face. Okay? He sat facing another room, separated from the one he was in by an invisible barrier. In that other room was an indescribable, a beautiful book placed on a pedestal. Its bright white pages looked so delicate. Then the pages of the book began flipping from right to left as if an invisible hand was turning them, until my husband's name was found, and then he was ushered out of that book. Glory be to God. This dream shows that Dennis's dad is in heaven. Glory be to God. His name was in the book of life. By the way, he was an Anglican. In fact, he was a canon in that church. Okay? Our Protestant Evangel, bagenda muchi muguru ate bagenda kusoka yo aba Pentecost a Pentecost abamtebali what we still years. Hallelujah. Many, let's say, anyway, tebali serious. Okay, right now it is my opinion that the Anglican church right now is doing a better job. It's my opinion. I'm not saying it's God's opinion. My opinion. Right now, in Uganda, it's my opinion. The Church of Uganda is doing a better job as far as the work of God, serious, is concerned. You understand? In fact, Dennis's dad was a canon. Alright? In fact, in this dream, the wife saw him, okay? Nga bamujako the canon is closed because he was buried in that attire. Okay? I deleted it to make it as short as, canon. Alright, so he was, they took them off, then a white garment was placed on him. But most importantly, his name was found in the book of life. Dennis's dad is in heaven. Okay? When he sent me this mail, I replied saying, "Kati chiwete, kati when is a party? When is a party? Kati nyanyo kava? When is a what? Because this has to be celebrated. It has to be celebrated. Okay? He's not here, but for me, we have to have a party. Okay? And I have to remind him what I had the mother say at the funeral. Okay? The mother said that, you boys, the sons, okay, don't mistreat your sisters. Just because daddy has gone. Then she said that I am watching you. So I look forward to reminding you that, don't mistreat your sisters. Your mother is watching you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the most important thing is what? He's in heaven. Glory be to God. Banange tuino genda muguru. Aba Pentecost, mubele serious. I mean, it's like it is in the Pentecostal church that it's like a leeway to be unserious, to dress all the stupidity that you want. Ladies, it's like mwa Pentecost, bujayo ka desire, Man, be careful. Those things might get you to what? Hallelujah. Amen? It might get your name to what? Be blotted out of the book of life. Okay? Practicing unrighteousness. Alright? The Bible says, do not be deceived. Don't you know that those who practice unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. All right? Hallelujah. The book of life. Grace Joe, your grandfather is in heaven. Don't you think this deserves a party? Be honest. So when is the party? Okay? Put your mouth on pressure. Eh? Turn her into a diamond. Fetwagala party. Can you have your car? Okay. You can be strong for that. Name was there you went. Yeah, you went bad. Man, at least you know the guy is in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, let us make sure that we live a life that deserves, a life that ensures, a life that secures our destiny, our citizenship, which is in heaven. But as you do that, make sure also that you're fulfilling the will of God for your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for Dennis. We thank you for Christine. We thank you for the entire family. We thank you, Father, for their lives. We pray for them, oh God, that you strengthen them during this time. At the same time, we pray, oh God, that you may cause them to rejoice just by knowing that their Father is in heaven. Father, we pray for us here. We pray that we shall not only fulfill your will upon our lives, but we shall also live in holiness. For without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Father, help us, strengthen us. Strengthen us to live a life that glorifies your name. A life that ensures that we are not blotted out of the book of life. We bless your name. We bless your name. Just spend some time, a minute, and speak to the Lord concerning the things that you've heard.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.